This past Tuesday, a couple dozen demonstrators gathered in the chilly rain outside of Au Château, the seniors' home in Sturgeon Falls. The protest, organized in part by Regine Venn, was designed to put pressure on Au Château board members to alter the home's visitation policy. The board was meeting the following day. That day has come and come, and during its meeting on Wednesday at noon, the board decided to uphold the visitation policy as is, without revisions. The policy requires visitors to have been vaccinated against COVID-19, and this is what demonstrators wanted changed. There was a motion on the table during the board's meeting to remove vaccination status from the visitation policy, Venn explained, but the motion was defeated. It was close, too, with 3-4 and 3 against, but the decision was made to uphold the policy. C. Prepare for protesters, Au Château board. Unvaccinated caregivers, visitors, staff, students, support staff and volunteers are not permitted to enter the long-term care home, Au Château's policy outlines. Some exceptions may apply, such as a medical exception and emergency situations, a family member visiting during the end-of-life stages of a family member but must remain in the room with the resident. The home noted that it will alter its policy as required when advised by the ministry. This past December, 4 days after Christmas, Au Château announced a facility-wide COVID outbreak and limited access to caregivers only. The home's visitation policy emphasized that these safety precautions are carried out by long-term care homes to protect the most vulnerable population. The board's decision to leave the policy as is did not satisfy those who gathered outside the home on Tuesday evening. I believe this decision will inevitably lead to more peaceful demonstrations, Venn said. David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Bay Today, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.